everybody. It's Stacey from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 327 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, we've got a special surprise for you. We're going to bring the live show to the podcast audience. Jimmy and Lisa had a special guest in John Big Fat Panda YouTube fame on the show this past week, and he was great. It was a really fun interview, and we decided what we're going to do is pull the audio from that and throw it out to our podcast listeners, because you know what? It sounds just as good as it looked. So without any further ado, Jimmy, take it away.
Let's bring on our friend, Big Fat Panda.
Oh, wait, Jimmy. I thought you were a different Jimmy. This is the wrong podcast. I'm so sorry.
I gotta go.
See ya.
How you doing, guys?
Oh, I am.
Paul Lisa asked him, is the music good? He's like, perfect. Now he's telling it's too low.
It's too low.
I think you got lower.
It did. It was the same. It was low before.
See, it was low before.
You agree with me. Background music. I can turn it all the way up and drop.
No, it was good. I just wanted to put it out there that you did go for a judgment call on it.
That's me a little large. I'm all set with that. I'm large enough. That is every week. Just this week, I had a witness.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill says skadoosh.
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 Wicked, you did share it.
It is amazing that the guy that does, like, the Disney YouTube guy, Big Fat Panda, gets his name from something that has nothing to do with it.
I'm really hoping that Disney buys DreamWorks one day so I can just say, see, I saw it coming. I knew it.
Right, after all these days.
Right?
All these awesome. Years.
What's up, Joe Diebold? How are you, my friend?
I love Joe Diebold. What a good guy.
Diebold is fantastic. He is a really super good guy. He was in Disney while I was down there, and we did not get a chance to meet up. We had a little meet up at the Dockside Margarita, but it ended up being like 40 degrees outside. So we ended up, like, nobody showed up because it was so cold, and we ended up moving it inside to Raglan Road.
Friday night's going to be cold, and there's a villains night I want to go to.
Oh, I think Lisa will be there.
Oh, very cool, Lisa. I will see you.
I will be. Yes.
It's going to be chilly. Got to bundle up.
What's up, Brent?
I still haven't thinned out yet.
Yes, so. You still got the Northeast mentality.
As big as I am, I feel cold when it's like 60. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
What's up, Mike DeLuca? Jeffrey, Adi.
Jeffrey is awesome.
Jeffrey's awesome too. We got a lot of carryover, Panda. A lot of our people are the same.
Yeah,
people.
I know. Yeah.
My people and your people are kind of.
They're the same people.
Yeah, a lot of the same people. So the idea about tonight was tonight's show.
Everyone found pieces of what I called rubbery grizzle. That was unacceptable, and I can't go back. Somebody tells me, oh, well, they just opened. There's no excuse to serve meat like that just opening up.
Yeah. And I had a completely, see my wife's chiming in there. And we had a completely different experience. I didn't have meatballs. We had an antipasta tower, which was amazing. But, you know, they don't cook that. So, I mean, they just prepare it. Maria, 100% Italian, it would not go back.
But let's talk about Maria and Enzo's later, Maria, and we'll revisit that. Because I have a different thought on that one.
Well, you know, another thing is brings me back to Mama Melrose, because we had a dinner at Mama Melrose just on our last trip and with some friends, and I had to explain to them, like, this is not technically, this is like California Italian food.
Yeah, but it still was good.
It's fantastic, but you can't go in expecting traditional Italian because it's not the, and that's not what it's supposed to be. So you can't go there and expect the same thing as you would get at Maria and Enzo's, Enzo's Hideaway.
I can still tell everything was fresh, even if it wasn't cooked according to, you know, like what my grandmother would have made. When you ordered a pizza at Mama Melrose, you could, it was fresh. The dough was just made. You could smell it, taste it, feel it. It was just different.
The bread there, by the way, you know, the bread service with the olive oil and the seasoned herbs. And the bread there is friggin' ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It really is. Number 14, paddlefish. I've never been.
Never been.
I went when it was Fulton's, but it's like a completely different place now. And I loved it when it was Fulton's. It was a staple during all of our trips.
Now, it looks real nice.
I will tell you, Sam said, Sam has told me he would put it on. He would put it up on the level of the boathouse.
Sam probably likes specific seafood. He got it, and they did it well.
Yeah. Something interesting about paddlefish is a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people think it's a boat. It's actually not a boat. It's an actual structure that goes down into the water that it's just made to look like a boat.
Really?
And it was the original. That's where the original character dining was on Disney property.
Absolutely.
I thought it was like an abandoned boat made into a restaurant, but you're telling me it was never a boat. It's a building.
Never a boat. It's a building. There's a cement
They got me.
There's a cement structure that just goes straight down in the ground. And originally, when I was in 1986, 11-year-old Jimmy went there and eat breakfast, had a character breakfast there when it was the Empress Lily.
Oh my God, I remember the Empress Lily river boat. Yeah.
So that was it. That was the Empress Lily. So yep, not a boat. Building. Just made to look like a boat.
It's on my list. I definitely have to check it out since it's been redone.
I'll let you take me.
Not certain. That's how that came out of my mouth.
What? What do you mean? Number 13.
13 already?
We had 13.
Okay.
14 was paddlefish. Number 13, Maria and Enzo's.
Nope.
Wow.
That goes way up. That would be my number one. And I've been there quite a few times.
I've seen. You have been there quite a few times.
Let me tell you, they make a rice ball and a lasagna and a chicken parmesan that's really authentic. And their sauce is, it's good stuff. I hear beeps.
I haven't been able to, I hadn't eaten there. So,
wow, place I can't believe that's that low.
Place looks wonderful. If you're down for some Italian food, it looks like the place to go.
Try it, definitely. You need a small business loan, but it's worth it.
Yes, you do. You need a small business loan.
There's a Capital One right outside.
Either that or I need hashtag hosted.
Yeah, that's let me tell you, they take care of you when they get you hosted. But I would tell you if it was no good, it is some good stuff. Oh my God.
On a side note, off the topic, not too long ago, I saw you at Tony's.
Oh, that's a rough meal at Tony's. Did you think?
You know, so I think it was better. I think it's better than it once was.
You went for lunch, though, right?
Yeah, I've only been there for lunch.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I think there's certain.
This was right after supposedly they changed the menu and they were doing fresh made pasta daily.
Yes.
They changed the sauce and.
I forgot about that. It did get better. Yeah, that was a good meal.
I was just wondering from an Italian guy what you thought about that place.
I did like it. The time I was there with you, I remember I did like it.
Yeah.
Which I forgot about. I forgot the.
You were there with Christina and somebody else.
Christine Fox?
Yeah, Christine Fox.
Yeah. Jesse just said the Enzo's Hideaway, which I'm sure we'll get to, had the best eggplant parmesan. I got to try that.
All right. What's next on the list?
Number 12. Frontera Cucina.
Never been. When I tell you why, you're going to laugh.
You don't like
Mexican food?
Oh, I love Mexican food. They put chopalines into the guacamole. Do you know what a chopaline is?
No.
It's a grasshopper or a cricket. A live insect was crushed up into the guacamole. And I said, no, I can't. What if? And they said, no, you can order it without. Yeah, what if they make a mistake and give me the different guacamole? No, I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Go there and not get the guacamole.
The fact that they're jumping around somewhere in the back probably.
They're not harvesting them live.
I don't know that. My brain will play tricks.
Like, we're going on a fishing trip, and I got some live crickets.
No, I'd rather go to Taco Bell than deal with that. Taco Bell, at least I know they have roaches. They know they have roaches.
No.
It's very... Oh, Rachel says no for Frontier. Yeah, they're called Chupa, Chaupelines. I might be off a letter. Check that out. Check that out. Chaupelines in the... They call it Taste of Oaxaca.
We had a drink there just recently, and Kim had a really... I just got a beer, but Kim had a really, really good drink there. Wow. Margaritas are handcrafted and fresh.
Great. They've got to draw people in somehow.
All right, I'll go for a margarita.
The place was packed. I tell you what, they draw in some crowds.
It's tiny.
Yeah, it's not a big place.
You can't see like that place was packed when the boathouse is packed because it's
proximity and you don't have that far.
Boathouse was out of the box huge though. How much money is that place raking in?
What kind of rent are they paying though?
That's a question.
Yeah, that's a good point. Number 11, the Edison.
I'm all for it, but I only get a certain thing there like all the time.
What do you get? I've only been there for drinks. I've never been there for...
I get like a burger or a baked potato and fries, and it's been really good. Again, it's Patina, the same people that own Maria Nenzo's, and I just find Patina itself, like Via Napoli and Tutto Gusto and Tutto Italia and Epica, they just know what they're doing when it comes to food. They're also going to be Space 220.
That's all Patina.
Oh, see, that's great.
I can't wait to see what they do. They just take food serious, and they I talked to the chefs, and they said they give us what we need to do the right thing, where some chefs say, no, they don't get the right material.
So if some chain, the chef would feel like they're hindered by what's ordered or what they're allowed to order.
Yes, especially cuts of meat. In Disney, I hear it's hard to find a good steak, whereas in some places they'll say, nope, we have it okay here.
All right, we're going to get to that. Before we get off, we're going to have a little time left. We'll get to the steaks in Disney, because I know what Lisa's favorite is.
Okay, Chico. I don't know. I'll find out.
They have steak in Chico?
They do.
And from what I Ian told me about it.
Oh.
It's officially on my list of places I want to go to because of that.
Okay.
And the mac and cheese is out of this world.
All right, number 10. Enzo's Hideaway.
I have not been, and that's, you think, a place I'd go. But Jessie's been there.
Been there, or you've never been there to eat?
Never been there to eat. Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that. I was there during an Italian feast meal, and that was awesome. But it's not really like going and ordering from the menu. It was like a thing where they did Sunday supper, and it was, that was great. At Enzo's.
How they do that?
I don't know if they still do it, but it was like one set price. They do still do it?
Yeah, we were just there a couple weeks ago, and I didn't eat, but it was available. The Sunday dinner or whatever was available.
That's what we should do. We should all do that. It was worth every penny.
It's like a set menu, pretty much. You pay one price, and they bring out. It's like family style, right?
Yeah, but it was pasta, meatballs, roasted chicken. It was everything that I remember having on a Sunday at home, and it was authentically good.
I've been to Enzo's a couple times. Every time I've been there, it's been for drinks and like charcuterie board, you know, kind of
good stuff though.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Number 9. Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill.
Is this the new one?
Located in Town Center.
I think that's the new one.
Is the latest Disney spot for Beloved. Yes. Yes.
I've not been either.
Let's not argue or I imagine if it's got Wolfgang Puck's name on it, it's got to be fairly good. I'm sure he doesn't do anything, you know, subpar.
Yeah, they used to have in the other Wolfgang Puck, I'm not sure if they still have it, they used to have a bacon wrapped meatloaf on top of mashed potatoes with gravy. It was,
oh my God,
it was out of this world.
Heavenly.
It was amazing. So,
for you guys watching, have you if you've been like Rachel, I know Rachel does a lot of meals down at Disney Springs. Oh, there you go. She just commented. I haven't been to the new one yet. So if anybody else watching has been over to Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill and get an opinion, please drop us a comment and let us know what you think. Number 8, Jaleo.
Oh, I have not eaten there.
Brand new. That's pretty brand new. That's right by Splitsville, right? Like
yeah. I've been to the little fast food part of it. I forgot the name of it, right next door. And that was good for like a grilled cheese and stuff like that. It was, again, I think they probably know what they're doing, but I haven't been.
Okay. So moving on. Number 7, STK.
I'd have put that a little bit lower on my list. A little bit. Not a lot. A little bit.
What made it less than appealing?
When I asked for my steak to be well done, which is just how I like it, they were upset with me, which I totally get. But a good chef knows how to take a filet mignon and make it the way I want, because I've had it. I can go to Ruth's Chris and get a well-done filet mignon, and it's awesome. So they didn't like that. And it was like, I'm paying $60, not you.
You know, that's my argument about the whole thing. And I get it. I get that, you know, that wouldn't be my thing. Like, I wouldn't want a well-done filet. Actually, I probably wouldn't eat a filet. I would get a ribeye. And I wouldn't want my steak well done. But, I mean, look, if that's the way you like it, then I also wouldn't want it rare. So I wouldn't be offended if somebody ordered it rare just because I like mine medium. So
that's right. The customer's right, not the chef.
Yeah.
It's also the atmosphere in there. It got a little nightclub-ish where this person allowed their 11-year-old daughter to stand up on the table and dance, and they were fine with that. Like, that was the type of atmosphere. That was the vibe. Yeah. Have you felt that it's supposed to be like a teenage vibe in there?
Oh, that would have thrown me for an absolute loop.
It did. I thought, what's going on here? I don't know. It was weird.
That's not okay that they even allowed that to continue. So
they also removed the cream spinach, which was awesome to me. So I harbor many, many horrible. No, I'm kidding.
It's just,
I'm holding a bit of a grudge. Look, there are several resorts and restaurants I hold grudges towards. So I'll give you that.
STK is number. We rank it 21.
Here we go.
Bring back the cream spinach. We'll hop you up.
We'll talk.
Hello, Diane. You know what? Forget STK. I'm going. You know what? I'm going to Rainforest Cafe.
Boathouse actually has a better steak.
All right, we're gonna get into steaks in a minute.
Okay.
Number 6, Jock Vinzi's Hangar Bar.
Okay, Kimberly just said it had a millennial vibe. Jock Vinzi's, I've never eaten there. I think I had a meatball.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't know they had food.
I wouldn't even think about going there for dinner.
No,
it's like little plates, like tapas, I think.
It does say. It says, while more lounge and traditional table service spot, Jock Vinzi's Hangar Bar serves up an ever-changing yet impressive small plates menu.
But it makes it higher on the list than Maria Nenzo's.
All ears, no mouth.
You're going to hear about this later. You would definitely, somebody's reporting you right now.
They know I love them.
All right, number 5, Raglan Road Irish Pub and Restaurant.
I love Raglan Road.
I do too. I've had some things there I like.
I'm a fan.
There isn't much on that menu I don't like.
They had a really good calamari, which I don't know if that's I don't know why it's Irish.
It's not. It's a galamad and it's Italian.
That's right.
But if they know how to do it, good for them. They know how to do it.
But it was very good. And it was like almost like they served it with some fried vegetables too.
Okay, that's different. That's what made it Irish.
This is a while back. And it was almost like
potatoes and put potatoes in there and then you can call it an Irish food.
Well, it was almost, maybe it had potatoes in the batter because it was almost like
gold butter and call it a day.
It was almost like fried in like tempura style. It was different than just a regular fried calamari.
It was Guinness in that batter.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Also, the entertainment value at Raglan Road with the Irish dancers. And on my last trip, I went to the bar that, well, once because of our meetup, we ended up moving in the Raglan Road because it was 40 degrees outside. But the bar there is fantastic. I mean, you feel like that it's just that old wood, kind of like Rose and Crown, but even on a different level maybe because it's not in a theme park that you really get that like pub vibe. With yeah. the Irish dancers and all that. So even outside, there's the bar outside and the seating area outside that a lot of times at night, they'll have Irish singers up there on stage out in the back singing and performing. So I think it's a cool place. I really dig Raglan Road.
Me too.
Number four, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
I definitely think that's in the top five.
I do too.
There's a fried chicken there that just you can't beat it, and the mac and cheese and even the soup and the drinks, the moonshine, it's great.
The hummingbird cake for dessert, like you've sold me.
Sold me.
So I don't know if you've been, but I've heard nothing but great things, and I haven't been to either. I haven't been to Artsmith, but I've heard. I watched a Tim Tracker video on it about. The fried chicken at Olivia's.
Yes, actually very good as well in the Old Key West, yeah.
So would you say Olivia's, would you say Art Smith is better or worse than
to
Olivia's?
To me, I still say Homecoming was better, yes. I would put it on the same level, but Homecoming's better. I think it's also the other accoutrements that go with the chicken at Art Smith's.
Okay.
They do have chicken and waffles there. Angela got the chicken and waffles there.
Yes, so good.
That's definitely a Southern thing. And me, I don't get it though. I don't get the sweet with the. I don't get it. I mean, I get that people get it. It's just not my cup of tea, chicken and waffles. Seems to be that's what people like there though, is the fried chicken. Totally I know Morgan likes the refillable moonshine jug. He's told us many times about that refillable moonshine jug you get. Number three, the Boathouse.
Yeah, I might even put that at like, no, three or two, yeah. Boathouse is awesome.
I know Mangello is very, very high on the Boathouse.
Yes, yes. You could, there's one thing that I've discovered there are filet mignon sliders. They're like, so listen to this, they're like $14. And you can get whatever you want as a side dish. So I've gotten these two filet mignon sliders. They're toasted little buns with like a garlic butter on it with a nice piece of filet on two of them. Then I get a loaded baked potato for $14. Now you get a drink. It's like $4 more. And you leave a tip, $24, $25, you're in and out. You go to Deluxe Burger. And for an okay hamburger and fries, and they hand it to you like picnic style, and you have to go sit down, you pay like $26. And it's like, why didn't I just go sit at the Boathouse and have filet mignon? So.
That's good.
Time, right? Oh, Linda got them. Good. Linda Raymond says, love the sliders.
And that's just a great thing is that you got to know what to order at certain places because some things. Are maybe good, but not a good value.
Yeah, I agree. Truffle fries too, Kimberly, yeah.
Yeah, Kim, we went and had drinks there on our last trip. We didn't know that because we walked out like to the bar that's kind of on the island, and it was full. So we kind of went and walked around, and we talked to somebody, you know, one of the waiters, and they're like, oh, yeah, there's a table right there. Just you don't have to – because we didn't know, like, if that was seating for, like, the restaurant that – but they like no out on the deck it's just like open seating. You just go sit down and grab a seat. So we went and got some appetizers for them and got a couple of drinks. It was great. And another cool thing is that thing is floating.
That's the whole bar in the back.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's right.
I think the bar is anchored, but the rest of the deck where the tables are is like we're sitting there and it's windy and you can feel that thing just moving around.
Yeah.
It was very cool. And then also the old, all the cool, like classic boats out there around the water.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
And then the car boats in the water too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the amphicars. Yep.
Amphicars.
Fantastic.
List off number one, because I've got a list of restaurants here and I've figured out what number one is, which is shocking to me. What is, Jimmy, your number one? If you were to make a list, what is your number one restaurant at Disney Springs? No wrong answer.
Wrong.
Planet Hollywood. No, I'm just kidding.
Rainforest.
All right. You know, of the ones I've been to, and I haven't been to a bunch, obviously, but I would say Raglan Road is probably my favorite so far.
What about you, Panda?
I would have said Maria Nenzo's.
And for me, it's the Boathouse.
Yeah, I can see that.
I need you to take me there.
Yes.
You know, let's do Boathouse. I will buy you sliders at Boathouse. I can afford that. Doesn't break the bank.
We can each get one slider.
No, I'll get you your actual whole $14 sliders. I can.
We're gonna share an order of sliders and truffle fries. Can you bring us an order of sliders and four plates, please?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Scott can used to do the amphicars.
So with that being said,
we both sell Giardelli's number one.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, just give me a big cup of chocolate.
They have rice balls.
Yes, sorry. I talk about the rice balls constantly.
I know. I saw her post earlier about rice balls.
I'm like, those rice balls are so good.
Rice balls are retarded. Why is this a thing?
So if my math is correct, have you figured out what they have as number one, John?
Yeah, I think it's Morimoto.
I think it's Morimoto as well.
All right, so number two, Morimoto Asia.
Oh, number two. Okay. I'll tell you, I have a love-hate relationship with Morimoto. It's hit and miss for me. I have gone three times, and I've had two misses and one hit.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes I found that the food wasn't hot. It just, the quality for what I paid was just, I thought Yak and Yeti was better. But I went another time, and it was absolutely fantastic, so.
I know Rachel's a fan of Morimoto, so much so that she like stalked Chef
Morimoto.
He was there. Like she stalked him until she could get a picture with him.
Tell Rachel I'm not here.
Oh, God. I'm like, Rachel, you're going to get arrested. You can't be you can't be stalking Chef Morimoto. Well, there she is. One of my faves. John, try the ribs.
Oh, okay. Now, the street food area that Jesse's talking about, off to the side there.
Yeah, it's better than.
I went on a cold day and had like a chicken soup with chicken and noodles, and it was a hot, nice soup, and that was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have rice balls there?
They do not.
Okay.
I don't even know if the egg rolls are that good. Linda and I get egg rolls at Yak and Yeti, and they're to die for. So I don't know. They really are. The pork egg rolls at Yak and Yeti are just like, they just crunch and crinkle and they're hot. You I want more. So good.
Have you had the, well, you don't do seafood, never mind.
No.
One of the best things at Yak and Yeti is the tuna nachos.
I'll take your word for it. I won't eat it, but I'll believe you.
Right. It's raw tuna, like sushi grade raw tuna. And the nachos are wonton chips, and it comes with a sauce on it. When it's so freaking delicious. But
it's raw tuna. They didn't do anything to cook it, or how could they get it wrong? It's raw tuna. If you like raw tuna.
Well, but they still have to design the plate, and it comes with like a sauce, and they got other things.
I'm going to get some chips from the store. I'm going to put some raw tuna on it. I'm going to make a little picture. You're going to tell me I did it fantastic for you.
John, I'm not talking about chicken of the sea. I'm not talking about that kind of tuna. This is sushi grade, like cut tuna. Like they need a sushi chef in there.
Yeah, it's like cutting open a shark's can.
My cat would refuse it. Like that's not as good as the tuna that comes from Purina.
No, we're not talking chicken of the sea.
Right? I know.
Garlic noodles at Yak.
Very good.
Fantastic. Even the chicken fried rice.
Rachel's co-signing on the noodles, the tuna nachos. All right, so.
Wait, so what is number one now?
You know, I wouldn't have considered it a restaurant.
The Polite Pig?
No, that's counter service.
That's not counter service. You sit down there. Do they not come over and serve you?
Counter service. You got to order it at the counter.
Yeah, you order at the counter. They deliver it to you, so it's kind of like a quasi.
Okay.
It's not a table. They don't bring you your drink. You still got to go to a drink stand and
get your order. I can't think of what number one is. I really thought we were in
round. Let's think first before we do it. Let me just tell you right off the bat before we move over, Polite Pig, I have a problem with the title. I don't want to eat anything there. I don't want to eat a Polite Pig. If it was the Nasty Pig, I'd be so thrilled to eat the bacon. The Polite Pig, I feel.
You will eat the Dirty Pig?
But no, not the Polite one. I feel bad. I wish they would tell me he's the Rude Pig, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm all in. In any event, let's see, what could be number one? What restaurant have we not?
I will tell you, this falls under the list, I guess, because of Jock Lindsay's too, because I would have not said this was a, or maybe I just didn't know this was a table service.
I'm just going through all the places in my head. Go ahead.
Wine Bar George.
Oh.
But that's
in that together, but you have to make reservations at Wine Bar George. And okay. I guess I'm just making reservations for wine.
That's a wine-focused restaurant, Wine Bar George. I keep wanting to say Boy George. It's Boy George. Is headed up by celebrated master sommelier George Milip. I'll leave the last name alone. With over 150 wines available by the glass and bottle and even ounce. The restaurant mostly recently landed on the World of Fine Wines World's Best Wine List for 2000. What does that mean? What is it about the food? Rather impressive for theme park dining.
All ears is telling me that wine is food. Bye, guys.
Well, I gotta go. It says, with a warm, inviting atmosphere and delicious bites, we highly recommend their Burrata appetizer. This is a must.
What's the title of this list of theirs? Is it the best restaurants?
It says, the article says, definitive ranking of the table service restaurants in Disney Springs.
All right. But if it just serves bites, is that a table service restaurant? All right.
Well, I think this is, I mean, I guess if you have to make a reservation there and you're being waited on.
Okay.
Maybe that's the definition.
Okay, I'll go with that.
I think that's a loose definition, and I think that's the same loose definition they used to get Jock Lindsay's on there.
Okay, and this was done in November, so I think there's Disney food blog people involved in that. It's not like Deb from All Ears anymore, so.
You haven't known her anymore, right? She sold it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know the specifics, but
it's my understanding that she's not involved with it anymore. That they're
because I think Deb would have put the Boathouse higher. I think.
All right. So we talked about earlier in the show. We talked about steaks.
Okay, so here's what I've heard from a few people. A lot of people, actually. I've heard from at least six people now. Steak connoisseurs. They say it's hard to get a good steak in Disney. And when I've asked some of the chefs and they've asked some of the chefs will say that they feel like their hands are tied sometimes with getting the best cuts of meat to make good steaks. However, they say Jico definitely has a better steak. And the Boathouse has their own beef certification from the USDA. Like there's the USDA who gives certifications out, the Boathouse has their own. So right. They're not even worried about Disney meat. They're getting their own. So you're definitely getting a good steak from the Boathouse.
And what about places like the Yachtsman, which I know is Lisa's number one?
I've had people tell me that they also have an issue there, but that doesn't mean you can't get a good steak there. That means you may not get it all the time Yachtsman Steakhouse.
And it may not be a consistent thing. Like for me, my favorite restaurant on property is the California Grill, which is why Jimmy keeps on asking me to buy him food. So
I figure she can afford California Grill. She can afford Jimmy some Planet Hollywood.
So, and for me, it's always about like what I was asked what the chef recommendation is.
That's the best thing, actually.
And if they recommend the steak, then I say the steak. And if they say, how do you want to cook? I say, however the chef wants to make it.
Well, so. That's actually a very good point because, going back to what Panda's saying, they know. the chef will know, hey, I got some really good steaks in this week, or you know, I'm not too proud of these steaks I got this past shipment, you know?
Now, being like the weird eater that I am, where it's got to be like, you know, well-done beef or white meat chicken, I've been avoiding GECO because I thought it was like weird food, and I avoided it,
yeah.
So I went, and it was not weird. I got a chicken breast with rice and potatoes that was delicious, and they had a mac and cheese that was great. Even their salad was really good. I liked it better than Toledo on top of Grandestino.
Wow.
So, right, is it Toledo on Grandestino? Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, I liked GECO. I would tell you don't fret. Go there. It was really a good experience.
Last week, 2 weeks ago, when Jimmy was in town, he was in town with one of his really good friends, Ian. And we did our live show from Victoria Falls while Ian and his wife, Michelle, went to GECO. And they came back and he said, it's the best steak ever. I come back every time for the steak. And I would have never thought in a million years.
Yeah, I think Alyssa Alvey from Theme Park Review also said that.
Yeah.
She liked the steak there and she was really looking for a good steak.
Brandon Hummel says he's had amazing steaks at Le Cellier, Yachtsman, Cali Grill, and Kona.
Oh, yeah. Kona, I've heard actually good things about, too.
Never heard of Kona.
Kona, I've only been to for breakfast. Let me tell you, breakfast, the only reason why it really stands out, and I'm going tomorrow morning, is they have a French press pot coffee.
Angela gets it every time.
Okay. It's like $12 for two cups of coffee.
Yeah.
But it's the Kona beans.
Oh, so good.
And they... You know, like you push it down into the water and you got to wait like 3 minutes and look at the pot brew. So good.
It's
you can also order that at Ohana.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense.
They'll bring it over.
On Sunday, we got another great thing there is the Loco Moco, which is that's ground beef and eggs, however you want it, with a chorizo sauce.
Ooh.
Over a bed of rice.
For breakfast?
For breakfast.
That sounds
like one of the cheapest things on the menu, but it is amazing. So good.
That sounds good. The macadamia nut pancakes too. Sorry, we're in breakfast now.
the pineapple macadamia
pancakes. Yeah,
that's our favorite restaurant.
Ranger says Tonga toast, which I've heard. I've never had, but
the only problem is it kills you just a little. You lose a year of your life.
It's okay.
The amount of oil that's in that Tonga toast, but it is good.
So. Panda, what is your number one restaurant in a theme park?
Oh, okay.
Would it be easier if we just go from park to park?
Okay, give me just a second. Go to someone else. Let me think real quick.
We don't have anybody else to go to. We all know.
Go to somebody else. It's me.
Go to somebody else. You know, I want to say the Italy area in Epcot. I love it. The Via Napoli, the Tutto Italia, the Tutto Gusto, all of that I like.
Other than Italian food.
Okay, other than Italian food, in a theme park, no Italian. Where am I going?
So Magic Kingdom, where are you going?
I'm going to China in Epcot. Oh, Magic Kingdom? Magic Kingdom.
One of my favorite places to get food, John.
Yeah, the Nine Dragons or the Lotus. What is it, Pink Lotus Blossom thing?
Lotus Blossom Cafe, and then Nine Dragons. I just took my daughter there last 2 weeks ago. Fantastic.
Even the fast food Japanese area for teriyaki chicken, I love it.
I get seafood in it. I get the ramen noodles.
Is it raw seafood?
No, it's in a ramen noodle soup. It's in hot soup.
Hold out your dish to the ocean and whatever comes there. Oh, that's great.
Whatever. That's Louisiana. Whatever hops in the bowl is what they eat down there.
Yeah, that's what a gumbo is. You just whatever goes in the pot, whatever you got, you throw it in the pot.
Whatever you can catch, you can consume.
Diane said, now I want French press and Mickey waffles. Yes.
Yes. That's
fantastic.
Do it, Diane. Do it.
So good.
I'm trying to think. Animal Kingdom would be Yak and Yeti.
I love Yak and Yeti. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's it. But I don't like the other, what's the other place in Animal Kingdom that Tiffin's. A little weird. Sea foam and.
Yeah, weird. There's Tiffin's and then there's. Tusker House, which I think is only good for breakfast for me. I can't do Tusker House for any other meal.
Yeah, breakfast at Tusker House is great. Yeah.
Nothing Magic Kingdom?
Magic Kingdom is not noted for food for me. I mean, I will go and eat. You know what? I love the restaurant, the Plaza, just for a quick sit down that's not too expensive. That's great.
Almost like a it's just a little bit nicer than a counter service. Like, it's an upscale counter service because it's not very expensive, and the food is great. I am a huge fan of, and I know Lisa is too, Skipper Canteen.
Yeah. Oh, I forget that exists. I love Skipper Canteen.
The food there is fantastic. It actually gives you a good option in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. By the way, just going back to the Plaza for a second, tomato basil soup there, remarkable. Like, worth going there just to have the soup with the crouton.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, Skipper Canteen, I had the chicken with the rice. It was amazing. Had it twice. It was amazing.
I will get the brisket burger in Plaza.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Burger with brisket on it. It's like,
it's awesome.
It's amazing. Hollywood Studios?
Mama Melrose, definitely. But again, Italian. If I'm not doing Italian, 50s Primetime Cafe.
Primetime.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of 50s.
You said really? Have you had the fried chicken?
I'm not So I'm from the South. And when I say the South, South Louisiana.
Okay.
So I'm not a big fan of like that Middle America kind of.
Doesn't like Liberty Tree Tavern.
Like Tree is good too.
Yeah.
You would not like the Mardi Gras food at Universal.
No, I want spice. I want eclectic. I want ethnic. I want, you know, like Skipper Canteen. Skipper Canteen. Skipper Canteen is the one place so far, I think, one place I can think off the top of my head that when they say, you know, this dish is a little spicy, that I get it and it's actually that it's actually a little spicy. Because sometimes you get that warning in Disney. I'm like, no, it's not going to be spicy for me. No.
Yeah, they tone down everything for the tourist sector.
They got to appeal to a large crowd, and I get that. I do like
Topolino's. Everything there was amazing for dinner and breakfast, but the rigatoni with the chicken, wow.
Is it worth the price, though?
You see, now I was hosted there. I didn't spend it, but I can't see if I did spend the money. I can't see not to like it any less. It was that good. We got some rigatoni with chicken, and I was just – I've never had that flavor. That was so good. We looked at each other, and we were like, oh, my God. It was that good.
You're like Remy and Ratatouille. Kapow.
Kapow.
You should take me there, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, you should take us there.
Yes, absolutely. No problem. I'm going to leave.
Oh, Rachel.
The bill comes.
Hold on. Rachel, did you get the rigatoni or did you just try other things? I have to find that out. I think Rachel had the rigatoni. I think she mentioned it.
Likely.
But it was so good.
One of the things that we have been talking about on this show the whole entire time, anytime you mentioned a restaurant, it was one, you know, oh, that wasn't my cup of tea, or no, I wasn't a big fan of that, but one of us was and two of us weren't. One of the best things about Walt Disney World is that there's something for everybody. You know, if you just want a burger, there's something for everybody. If you want something a little bit more extravagant, like, you know, a whole fish on a plate staring at you with its beady eyes.
Well, no eyes. The eyes get cooked out. They have that at Skipper Canteen. They have the whole fish. I can't do the whole fish. Linda said she can be dressed in 30 minutes.
She just hurt her hand. She can't get dressed in 2 hours.
Rachel was commenting on the Cobb salad.
Oh, okay.
Nobody gets that freaking excited over a salad.
I need you, Rachel, to go to Topolino's and get the rigatoni. I'll go with you. Let's go, Lisa. Let's do it.
Brown Derby Outside Lounge. I've actually never done the Brown Derby, either the outside lounge or the inside lounge.
We did the Brown Derby, but it was for Galactic Nights. And it was the same menu. Like, it wasn't Brown Derby's menu. It was the same menu they had at all of the restaurants. That's when we saw you there, Panda.
Did you? Wasn't there a slider sampler there?
Yes.
Yes. We saw you when we walked in. Remember we saw you at the Galactic?
Did I avoid you and run away?
Yeah, but we caught you.
Usually when I'm with Jimmy, you run away.
Yeah, we caught you there. We tracked you. You tried, but we tracked you down. Don't worry.
The sliders, I remember there was like The Wagyu, was it Wagyu beef, or am I saying it right?
Yes,
it was. That was delicious. Yeah. But then they wanted to put a duck one next to it. I don't want duck. Give me two of the beef ones, please. They gave me a big issue. I don't know if we could do two of the beef. Well, take it from someone else's plate. Tell them they got two duck, because I don't want to eat duck.
Duck's not seafood.
No, but it's still weird. Give me a chicken. Duck is like tiny. It's weird.
Duck is weird.
It's like fatty.
It's actually the opposite of fatty.
Duck?
Yes, it's very, very lean. That's why it's so hard to cook.
It's a sin. He doesn't know things. No, duck is really fatty.
Duck is not fatty. It's very wild. Duck is very, very lean, and it's very hard to cook because it dries.
Somebody out there who knows about duck, they have faux gras. I watch Gordon Ramsay talks about duck fat and how the meat is fattier all the time. See, Linda says, "Don't touch the duck, Panda."
Next time my son goes duck hunting, I'll get you some duck.
Kimberlina? Oh, Kimberly's telling me she runs from here.
Maria and I were just talking when
Kimberly better watch out because she's only two rooms over.
Maria's asking about Il Molino in it's either the Swan or the Dolphin. I forget. I think it's the Dolphin. Or maybe it's the Swan. I had a really good experience there followed by a really bad experience at Il Molino. And I find it hard to tell people I'm going to a place that sounds sick.
Molino.
Tina's coming in with the schooling, and she says foie gras is goose.
Is it? Okay, but does anybody know anything about duck? Because I heard duck I heard duck is a fatty meat it's marbled in the white meat of the duck.
You have to cook it real slow. You have to cook it, because ribeye sucks.
No, I like ribeye.
Well, that's marbled meat.
It's okay when it's cooked well. I'm all into it. I make a curry and a stew with it. It's good.
My Lord.
With duck?
No, with like beef. Marbled beef. I'm just the duck. I don't know. Duck freaks me out. Quack.
Food and Wine, one of the best. Oh. Maria said, but my limoncello is better than theirs. Maria's limoncello is better. Maria bought me a broccoli.
Limoncello? What?
Limoncello?
Limoncello? Or limoncello is better than that. Oh, it's fantastic.
Do you drink the limoncello?
Yeah, I think it is like a lemon liqueur.
Yeah, do you drink that?
I have once only. I'll have that. See, Emerald says duck fat rules. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, but it's like truffles. It's good because there's not a lot of it.
Okay, all right. There's a lot of it. It's a very fatty meat.
Not fatty.
It's very. I'm going to go to Google right now.
I've cooked duck.
Hold on. Duck.
I just saw your face.
Fatty John meat. Is doing that. I've got a little housekeeping to do.
Oh, wait. It says duck is a lean meat.
I told you.
And then somebody right under it says, why is duck meat so fatty? Ducks and geese swim and they have a fat layer beneath the skin that keeps them buoyant. The fat is not marbled into the meat so it can be removed. Okay, so we're kind of both right, but I'm going to give this one to you because you did know. So I guess a lot of people leave it on the meat when they talk about it.
Maybe so. Or maybe they – I just know when you're cooking duck, it's very hard to cook. Slowly because it dries out very fast.
Maybe that's why they leave that layer of fat on it to keep it moist.
Maybe you have to render that fat. That could be a very
That sounds like it.
Tina says duck is greasy.
Greasy. What else is a great restaurant? Any Disney Cruise Line. Have you been yet? Either of you?
Disney Cruise.
Okay, you need to do it. It's better than you think. And there's not a lot of kids. They're all in their area. And the food on the Disney Cruise is some of the best soup I've ever had is on the Disney Cruise. And the best BLT that I've ever had was on the room service, which is free on a Disney Cruise. It was toast, lettuce, crispy bacon, mayonnaise, another piece of toast, lettuce, crispy bacon, mayonnaise, and then tomato, and then a toast. So it was like and it's free.
Like a double decker.
It was amazing. Yep, at 1 in the morning, that's what you got to do. You just call them up. They bring it right to your room.
Open them up out of their slumber.
I'm going to have to do a cruise eventually.
Do like a 3 or 4 night to get your feet wet, so to speak. Or not.
If I'm going on a cruise, the last thing I want to do is get my feet wet. Thank you.
But, you know, listen, what a good time. You'll have a good time on the food. You'll be, it's out of this world.
You know, this is going to shock you, but I've never been to Disneyland.
I was only there once, and that was like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I did like it, but it's not my Disney World, but I still liked it.
I feel like I need to go just as a Disney nerd, like just to go walk and like.
It is so weird, though.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Yeah. Wait, when you first walk down Main Street, Jimmy, it's like, I know where I am. I know where I am. Then you're like, why is there a mountain at the end of Main Street?
Right.
And it throws you. And then you look at the little castle. And you're like, not my castle. But
you know what's different, though, Panda, is, and Angela and I were just talking about this the other day when we were there, is the walk down Main Street is, I feel like, I might be in the minority here, significantly better.
I agree.
There are, and I couldn't figure it out until the very last day we were at Disneyland, and I turned and looked at Angela and said, there aren't fast pass photographers lined down.
Oh, that's true. I thought it was the cobblestone.
It's that there's nobody blocked. There aren't lines of people waiting to get their picture taken. That fast pass photographer's way down at the end because, you know, the house is the size of a thimble. So
you gotta get the right perspective in front of that castle.
Yeah, I will tell you.
Basically, Jimmy, stand in front of it and they get real low and shoot it to make the castle look bigger.
Jimmy, imagine going into their fantasy land. And I cried when this happened. I was alone only for a little while. And I stood in fantasy land and I saw Pinocchio's ride with Mr. Toad and Snow White's Scary Adventures. And I just cried because I felt like it had all come back. Well, not Pinocchio, but the other two that I felt like they returned to my, you know, fantasy land, and I was able to go on them, and it was just amazing. And in that little Alice in Wonderland dark ride, wow, it was just incredibly really intimate and cute. It was awesome.
I need to go.
Yeah, try to stay at the Disneyland Hotel. It was so convenient.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna bring Linda. Me and Linda's gonna go. She says she's never been.
Linda's gonna go. You know what? All right. If she takes you and not me, I'm gonna have a problem with that lady.
Well, we just have to all go together.
Yeah, I'm in.
Sounds fantastic.
Lisa went and didn't take me.
I offered.
You did. I can't. I'm going to have to leave my wife. Not permanently, just at home while I go to do. She won't get on a plane that far.
I don't like it either. Kimberly, you have to take a Xanax or two and just check out and then let them wake you up when you get there, because that's what I did. I do not like the flight.
I mean, like, She'll fly from, you know, New Orleans to Disney World, which is basically an hour in the air. She's fine, but that's about as much as she wants to deal with.
From where you are, how long is the ride? Because it's 5 hours from here.
From New Orleans you guys, it's...
to Disneyland, it's going to be about 4 hours for you?
Probably about three and a half hours.
It's not that bad. You can do it. You can do it, Kim. I'm telling you. Xanax or Valium, just go.
Yeah. For a while, that's what she was doing just to get to Disney World on a flight.
She woke up halfway through a vacation.
She'd go to the doctor, and she'd go to her doctor and say, you know, and they'd give her like a prescription of like four pills or whatever, just enough to get her through the flight. And that's what she'd do. She's gotten a little better since then, but... Man, to me, I think the opposite. I'm like, it's an hour and a half flight or 10-hour drive. I need the Xanax for the 10-hour drive.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, it's like that's so miserable to me. Oh, no, Rachel, we're not doing layovers. No, Southwest flies direct. I actually was on Southwest's site today from New Orleans to LAX. Southwest has flights for $77.
That's pretty good.
It's cheaper for me to fly. I can find flights on Southwest cheaper for me to go to LAX than Orlando.
I need to come visit New Orleans.
Oh. Lisa loved it. Lisa and Angela came a couple years ago. You let me know when you're coming. I'll make sure I'll take a couple days off of work and play like tour guide. I would love to.
I wouldn't know the first thing about it.
Yeah, I would love to show you around and show you the city. It's amazing. It's a great place. There's a reason there's a New Orleans Square in Disneyland, and you know, Walt loved New Orleans.
That's cool.
And made it a part of Disneyland. Yeah, Rachel, we'd have to get Rachel here too. We'd have to get Rachel home too, because she's from here. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun.
This was fun. We got to do this again. Yes. You never invite me. But I will. We'll do this again. This is fun.
Yeah, it's been a good time. And again, I know for sure. Well, I guess nothing's for sure. But it looks like the next time I will be in Walt Disney World will be in June.
Okay.
So maybe we need to plan a lunch or something now.
Lunch or dinner? Do Mama Melrose, since you know you like something different?
I don't care. We can do something like me, you, Lisa, and Kim, and Angela, and go sit down, grab a lunch, and hang out for a little while. So
I'm going to leave the viewers with the joke that I started Lisa with. I thought this old Italian lady knew Lisa and her family, and then I realized she just had lice. She kept going, I want the ichi. Where's it, the ichi?
For those of you that don't know, it's...
It wasn't funny then.
It's my last name.
It's a daichi.
Before, I was just scratching my head before people think I'm diseased.
It wasn't funny the first time he said it.
Yeah, you laughed. Don't lie. You laughed.
It was less funny the second time he said it.
I thought it was fantastic.
Panda, thank you so much for joining us, man. It's been a blast. We love you, man, and we hope to see you soon.
I will. I'm going to run to the little buzzer. I've been drinking, and I got to go.
God. Oh, my God.
I will see you soon. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Linda, be good.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful night. Make sure to share the show out there with your friends. We had a wonderful time talking about this and having Panda on. It's been a lot of fun. Again, Quaharini.
So long, everybody.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.